Tomorrow, the House Homeland Security Committee, chaired by Congressman Peter King of New York, begins a series of hearings into radical Islam in the United States. Many American Muslims have spoken out against these hearings, and one of them is Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf of New York, who became nationally famous as the Muslim religious leader most associated with the planned Islamic Center in Lower Manhattan. His role in that project has changed. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Robert, for having me on.
And I'd like to begin by reading to you what the writer Akbar Ahmed wrote on the New York Times op-ed page today. While he urges America to realize its pluralist vision by better understanding Islam, he also writes this: at the same time, Muslims must realize that to be truly accepted as good Americans, he puts quotation marks around good, they need to more explicitly embrace American identity, culture, and history, from political debates like Representative King's hearing to the ideals of the country's founders. What do you think of that?
Oh, I perfectly agree with that. In fact, one of the projects that I have worked on and I've been speaking about for the last 20 years and I've written about is the need for American Muslims to evolve from being Muslims in America to becoming American Muslims, by which I mean to evolve an American Muslim identity, institutions, aspects of legal interpretation, and so forth. Because this is actually part of our own history. When Islam spread from Arabia to much of the what we call today the Muslim world, it had to recreate itself in the cultures of ancient Egypt, of sub-Saharan Africa, of what is today modern Turkey, of Persia, of India, and so forth.
But in all the cases you mentioned, Islam arrived and quickly became the majority religious culture of the country, and that's definitely different here. Is our Muslim leaders, and is Islam more broadly, prepared to be a minority culture within a pluralistic society?
Well, that is not always the case. In India, you know, Islam was never a majority in India.
It was a ruling.
It was a minority, and in many other places in Africa from the very beginning, Muslims were minorities in Abyssinia and in very pluralistic societies. And for centuries, Islam was not, even in Egypt. It took more than half a millennium for it to become a majority religion. But the point is that wherever it has gone to, it has always had to adapt itself. I mean, in China, where it's not a majority, there was a Chinese Islamic culture. So the notion that you have to be a majority or a ruling religion is not at all accurate.
The problem of the homegrown terrorist is much discussed in the news these days. From Fort Hood to Times Square, we've seen a very small number of disaffected Muslim Americans taking violent action, often because of U.S. actions abroad. Is there any special responsibility for Muslim leaders to denounce these things, or should they be dismissed as the acts of individual crackpots or people with their own personal problems?
Well, I mean, they are certainly the acts of crackpots or those who have been radicalized. With almost 1.5 billion Muslims worldwide, we have our share of the unhinged and the crazies as well, and the crackpots. We also have radicalization, which we recognize and acknowledge. But the real battlefront is between the moderates, peace-loving people of all faith traditions, against the radical extremists of all faith traditions, which is why I've proposed that if Peter King really wants to do this, he should not use the word Islam and just talk about radicalism. The fact that there'll be more instances of radical Muslims is fine, but it becomes radicalism per se rather than have it be seen in the Muslim world, both domestically and internationally, as being an attack somehow against Islam.
Back to the Cordoba Center, the planned downtown New York Islamic Center, interfaith center that became so controversial because of its proximity to Ground Zero. You recently said that if another suitable location opened up, you would be open to not building at the Park 51 site, as it's known. Can you explain, was that location central to the whole idea because of the proximity to the World Trade Center, or was it simply the propinquity of New York real estate that there was a building available? What's the tie to that space?
Well, I have been an imam of a mosque just a dozen blocks from Ground Zero for the last 28 years now, November of this year, more than a quarter of a century. I have been part of this Lower Manhattan community. They know me. They know our mosque. They know our community. They've accepted us. We are friends. So if I have had no one really offer a space that is suitable, but should anyone offer a space adequate to the vision, we will immediately act upon it.
But when you say adequate to the vision, are you speaking in architectural terms, or does proximity to Ground Zero, is that part of the vision, or is that just a fact of where the Park 51 site happened to be?
Well, it has to be in Manhattan, it has to be in New York City, but we also had hoped to meet the needs of the Lower Manhattan community who wants a center like that. So, I'm part of this community. If somebody wishes me to leave this community, that's another issue. But anywhere that, would be acceptable and would contribute to interfaith accord and, harmony is what my purpose of life is all about.
Well, Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob. Pleasure to be with you.
Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf is the chairman of the Cordoba Initiative and a board member of the Park 51 Community Center. That is the planned Islamic center for Lower Manhattan.